What's the next step going to be in terms of the NSABP and neoadjuvant trials?
That's a very important question. I think we have struggled a bit in deciding what to do, whether AC docetaxel is an appropriate control regimen, and I think we are comfortable with that. And I'll come back to that and how we were going to change the protocol compared to B27. The points of the next trial will be to compare that to the similar regimen using docetaxel doublets, either capecitabine docetaxel, which was shown to be superior to docetaxel alone in the metastatic setting, and to gemcitabine and docetaxel, which has had a similar trial showing its superiority. So that'll be one point of the trial. The main point of the trial really will be to develop what Dr. Wolmark calls a molecular taxonomy, that is, a genetic expression profile similar to what Dr. Paik presented in B14 and B20 that helps predict whether patients will respond to a certain regimen or not. I think there will be some changes, some important changes, one of which has to do with the issue I mentioned earlier, and that is the potential to dilute out the effect of chemotherapy by including good risk patients. And so we'll be trying to establish some criteria where we will have only higher risk patients, that is, ER negative patients. If the patients are ER positive, they'll have to have some criteria of high risk, such as clinically positive nodes or a high nuclear grade. We've actually thought about using the genomic health profile, but at this point, the ability to do that rapidly on a core biopsy probably is not developed enough to put it into a trial we'd like to start soon. We may also, based on some of the subset analysis, and we haven't decided this for sure, we may allow patients who've had no response to AC to go on to have surgery, because our finding in that subset, and I would issue the caveat that that's a subset analysis not planned by the protocol, so its statistical validity is it has to be taken with a grain of salt. But the patients who were non-responders, those patients with stable disease or progressive disease after AC, really didn't benefit at all from getting more treatment with docetaxel. And the reason I think that's interesting is, aside from the finding, it biologically makes sense. It fits with the Aberdeen trial, where they shunted the non-responders over to docetaxel and got very few pathologic CRs out of it. And also the Gepartrio trial, which was, I think, reported at ASCO recently, where they, randomized patients based on their response to an initial treatment regimen. And if patients didn't respond to the initial treatment 2 cycles, they didn't respond to the same drugs given longer, and they didn't respond to different drugs given longer. So I think it's consistent with other neoadjuvant trials. So I don't know what we'll do with that group of patients. Maybe that's a group of patients that should have some other experimental treatment.
From a clinical point of view, do you think that that concept of the patient is not responding to AC, just going to surgery, is something that's, ready for prime time in terms of clinical management?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I would advocate that in a general sense. I think there are a lot of people who will follow patients. I follow patients closely after AC, and I see them back every 2 cycles. I think if nothing's happening, you probably ought to give consideration to either switching drugs and then waiting another couple of cycles, and if nothing's happening, go on to have surgery. And this is, of course, in the setting of patients who have operable breast cancer that we're attempting to convert to lumpectomy. So the gain that you might get, which is breast conservation, may not be worth taking a risk on having the patient have either progressive local disease or progressive metastatic disease while you're giving them treatments that aren't working. So I probably will consider doing something like that. I'm not sure I would press that as a standard of care for the oncology community at large, but I think it's something we ought to think about.